Today, Carolyn and I are happy to look at veterans' themes in honor of Veterans Day this month. We will share a new, to us, free source for veterans doing research, as well as a look at how Fold 3 has grown. We will explore a site that covers over 140 veteran cemeteries domestically that has a great new feature, and we will highlight some tools available via our national archives. So, what's new today, Carolyn?
We are all about honoring our military service soldiers and veterans. So here are some good resources to explore.
Well, here's a good news item. Fold 3 is expanding.
Fold 3 now has 579 million records, not even half of which are military records. If you haven't already been keeping up with Fold 3, please read the article on their homepage for a list of what all this site now provides. Free access to Fold 3 is a membership benefit for Treasure Coast Genealogical Society members.
We found this information thanks to Thomas McEntee, a teacher, author, and nationally noted speaker who almost everyone knows by one of his websites, blogs, namely Genealogy Bargains. Thomas does a real great job bringing your attention to sales of genealogy-related services and products. And we are now in a season where the bargains normally start looking irresistible, as is the case for DNA testing prices right now. In case you have not been following this site recently, we produced a series of free genealogy cheat sheets on a wide variety of topics, each 2 pages, every day in the month of October, and he urges you to download and share them with others. So we are sharing them with you. Go to his website under free stuff at https://genealogybargains.com.
In addition, this site is the home of the Archive Lady blog, which is all about preservation. Thomas also does many of the tech videos for Legacy Family Tree webinars, which are available to subscribers each Friday. Subscriptions are currently on sale. See the post on Genealogy Bargains.
Well, let's talk about a veteran's benefit of value.
Recently, we received a blog post from Nancy Lowe at Sassy Jane Genealogy that explained a free benefit for our military, active, retired, reserve, and National Guard, and their families. This is just for military families and vets. Happy Veterans Day.
Through https://w.militaryonesource.mil, you can access the Morale, Welfare, and Recreational Digital Library. Those qualified can access the Ancestry Library Edition and Fold 3 Library Edition for free. This is not just a benefit because we are amid a pandemic, rather it is a regular benefit for those who have served or are serving now, which will still be in effect when the pandemic is over. This may well serve those with conditions that prevent them from coming to a public library, or it may be that someone might just want to work on his or her family history at home. What a terrific value. If you had to pay for Ancestry in Fold 3, it would cost $200 or more per year.
If you would like to know the details, including how to do this step by step, sassyjanegenealogy.com is the place to go. While you're there, check out the rest of Nancy's Sassy website.
I understand there is a resource for all of us, the National Archives and Records Administration. Has a series of free guides to U.S. military records. I like that word, free. Nancy's post has links to all of them. There are guides to finding enlisted men and officers by branch, pensioners, and headstone records for veterans buried in non-federal cemeteries. Or you can pull guides by war or conflict, beginning with the Revolution up through World War II, and there are related subjects. What is not included are the colonial wars prior to the Revolution, nor anything more recent than World War II. You can download any of them you would like from https://www.sassyjanegenealogy.com. Thank you, Nancy Lowe, for all of this good information.
Finally, a benefit for veterans' families we think you should know about. The Veterans Legacy Memorial from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The website is called vlm.cem.va.gov. This is an online memorial space managed by the National Cemetery Administration, which manages over 140 cemeteries for veterans. VLM provides memorial space on their site with a page for each veteran. All you need to get started on locating your veteran is a first and last name, or use advanced search with additional information such as branch of service, cemetery name, etc. to narrow down the possibilities. When you pull up your veteran, you will be able to find basic information about him or her. At the bottom of the page is a place where you can add a tribute message, share a memory, and more. It's absolutely cool. There are over 3.7 million veterans buried in these cemeteries. Is one of them yours?
Well, this wraps up our first podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it.